the fever gonna spread like mustard on bread. Gonna cover the coast now like butter on toast. Hit old KC, a New Orleans, Houston, Texas, and a Tallahassee. It's fever, 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 fever for you and me. When you feel the beat, you don't move your feet. You just shimmy and shake now like jello on cake. Hit a NYC, Albuquerque, Denver, Colorado, Los Angeles. It's fever, 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 fever for you and me.
I'll tell you one thing, though. Gosh, I wish I knew who did that song. You know? Yeah. This is Fancy Pants by Al Hurt. I wish I knew who did Fever, Fever. It's a rockabilly tune that I got on Mark. It's a secret. It's a bad tune. Porky would always say that. I just heard an old air check from 1960. Not like I listen to any of these guys. I'm not even from here. But they always would say, that was a bad tune. And he'd never tell you who it was. Go figure. Oh, well. That's their bag. That was Fever, Fever, rockabilly. I'd like to tell you who did it. You know, there might be some, like, you know, cosmic retribution for me. For the dead guy that wrote that thing. And, hey, he played my song. Doesn't really matter, does it? We heard Fever, and a lot of it. We heard Fever by Nancy Sitt. That was from Japan. Dean Carter, a real wild man there, doing Fever. The Del Monas, and a really grimy version was Dave and the Saints, and that South of the Border version was by Los Shanes. Man, that was kicking. That was a bad tune. And Little Willie John did Fever, which is like, I think, the ultimate version of Fever. It don't get any more. That's a dirty song. That song is dirty. And the Three Sons version of Fever. And right now I've got Filipino Baby coming up next by Pearl Harbor and the Explosions. Used to really like this record. Then I've got Flip Top Box coming up for Rockin' Pete, but it's the Dickie Doo song, not the Chuck Egan's tune. Hey! I don't write them, I just play them. Oh my gosh, it's noon o'clock already? You're killing me. It is noon? Oh man, you're listening to WRCT and I'm in your brain. The F Show.
Yeah, it looks like I was doing the alphabet then, right? So that's the F Show. You listen to Zombo. The Deep Archive that is playing shows from 13 years ago. This show originally aired June the 12th, 2009. I put these disclaimers in there because whatever I'm telling you is just happened 13 years ago. Yeah, who would have thunk it? So it's a nice little encore thing. You can still hear my other show, the real live Zombo in Your Brain 13 years later, which will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So let's get the last segment of this show. And back then, the show was 5 hours long. So I'm just giving you the first 3 hours every week. So let's get back in to the deep archive in your brain.
Oh, man, you're listening to WRCT and I'm in your brain. The F Show.
When the warship left Manila, sailing proudly o'er the sea, deep blue sea. All the sailors' hearts were filled with fond regret, looking backward to this island where they'd spent those happy hours, happy hours. Making love to every pretty girl they met. When up stepped a little sailor with his bright eyes all aglow, all aglow. Said, take a look at my gal's photograph. Then the sailors gathered round him just to look upon her face, smiling face. And he said, I love my dark face Filipino. She's my Filipino baby, she's my treasure and my pet loving pet. Her teeth are bright and pearly and her hair is black as jet. Oh, her lips are sweet as honey and her heart is pure, I know, yes I know. And he said, I love my dark face Filipino. While the ship crew gathered round all around, and he wed his little dark face Filipino. She's my Filipino baby, she's my treasure and my pet loving pet. You bet. Her teeth are bright and pearly and her hair is black as jet. Oh, her lips are sweet as honey and her heart is pure, I know. Yes, I know, pure as snow. And he said, I love my dark face Filipino.
All right, hey, there he is. I want to play that one more time. You know, that's such a good tune. That's from the Bohunks doing the music of the Little Rascals. This tune is called Flivver Flops. This is when always, like, someone was getting chased in the haunted house, or someone was sliding down the hill, or ripping their pants. Those crazy kids. So let me play this, and I'll be back with a special surprise. I'll start from the beginning. It's only 30 seconds long. There we go. Okay, that once again. I could just play that song for 5 hours. Flivver Flops by the Bohunks, and they actually got a lot of the original. They had to rescore the whole music because I don't think the scores from Leroy Shields, who wrote all the Little Rascals music, ever survived. So they had to reconstruct all the music. I think they had to reconstruct all the music, and then they had to like find all period instruments. I guess it was that time of the month, and then they had to record it. Same way, all one microphone. Anyhow, being the F Show, I have a very special guest here. You know him, you love him, you want to dress him up in hot pants, Mr. Slim Forsythe. Come on up and say hello to my one listener.
Well, hello. No, hello all those nice folks out there in Radio Land.
Good to see you. What's shaking, Bacon?
Well, everything's under control, man. It's fabulous to be back in the studio with you again. I'm here especially to talk about our big CD release party coming up this Thursday night, June 18th, at the Thunderbird Cafe in Lawrenceville.
That is kicking. So
it's a good thing.
Is it just you guys, another band?
We've got an opening act, our very dear friends, the Snyder Sisters.
Oh, Jenny and Aaron.
That's right.
Really,
well, Jenny and Candy. You see, Candy Mountain, my stand-up bass player, Candy Mountain, is the sister of Jenny Snyder.
I see her stand up every now and then, too.
That's right. She can do that, too. She's versatile. She's ambidextrous, incidentally.
That's great.
They're going to take the stage, the Snyder Sisters, about 9:30, 9:30? Quarter to 10. Then we're going to follow with a nice, long set, Slim Forsythe and my wondrous band,
nice.
The Park Lane Drifters.
Excellent. We're going to play some music from the new CD. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, this is kind of a rockin' single that features me on the piano, which is something I don't get to do live on stage that often. It's a song called False Hope Chaser.
Oh, okay. Is that what we're going to start off with?
That's the one we're going to start off with. I want to play the title track and talk a little bit more.
You actually play the piano?
I do. This is me. I'm tickling the ivories here, man. Check it out.
I play on the piano, but I suck on the organ. All right, here we go. Let's play this.
No ice, no juice, no Coke. No soda, no tonic, and no fruit or vegetables in my drink, ma'am. Fill that plain, clear glass 4 fingers high. I'm taking it straight, no false hope chaser tonight. No beer, no wine, no vermouth. Just give me 8 golden ounces of undiluted truth. Let it burn my chest and realign my sight. I'm taking it straight, no false hope chaser tonight. Them false hope chasers brimming with lies. They come in all flavors and any old size. You can throw one down, try and cushion the pain, and win a little time in a loser's game. I prayed all year long for the Lord to set me free. But he didn't. He just handed me the key. rusty latch myself and stumble the sweet daylight and take it straight. No false hope chaser tonight. Let me tell you about them false hope chasers, Pilgrim. False hope chaser, brimming with lies. They come in all flavors and any old size. You can throw one down, try and loosen the pain, and win a little time in a loser's game. No ice, no juice, no coke, and I'm referring to the soft drink, man. No soda, no tonic. And get that toothpick umbrella the hell out of my drink and fill that plain clear glass 4 fingers high. I'm taking it straight, no false hope chaser tonight. I'm taking it straight, no false hope chaser tonight. Yeah, just give me a double shot of pain, dear. No false hope chaser tonight. Bottoms up.
Dang, that's pretty sweet.
How about old Slim tickling those ivories, brother?
Dang, you'd tickle them pink.
Well, black and white anyway.
Nice
that was
going.
A lot
nice
of fun.
Well, how long did it take you to record the CD?
We've been working a year and a half on thing. From when we first started practicing, and we did our first recording session May 31st, 2008. We've been in the studio ever since, off and on, and it's been a real labor of love. We recorded this at our friend Sam Matthews' studio, Home Street Sound. He did a fabulous
sounds
job
incredible.
For us.
Incredible.
It
nice
sounds,
going.
It really kicks on these in-studio speakers. I couldn't get over how that bass was going.
Yeah, that was nice. That was nice. And this is available where?
This is available. My global wide distribution network is Needs Hotel in Lawrenceville. Now, that's a level of distribution I can understand.
They say all roads lead to Needs.
All roads lead to Needs. And it's available down there, 5438 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. It's available at all our shows. My son and I were just putting some songs up on the internet. You got to be a rocket scientist to do that. I'm still working on it. But it'll eventually be on iTunes and all that stuff in local stores. But right now, till I can pay back a few people all the money they lend me, it is available exclusively at Needs Hotel after the release date, June 18th.
June 18th. And so you have you're having the show at Needs too?
No, we're having the show, the release party at the Thunderbird Cafe down on the other end of Butler Street.
Okay, and what, you guys going to be playing at Needs anytime?
We're going to be playing. We're going to be part of the Needs Hotel Amphitheater Summer Concert Series.
Nice.
Yes, but actually tomorrow night, not us, but dear friends of mine, Johnny Vento and the Needs Hotel Band. Mm-hmm. Are going to be taking the stage down at Needs Hotel, 5438 Butler Street in Lawrenceville, about 6:30. They're going to play a nice long set, and then Pittsburgh's uncrowned king of rock and roll, Norm Nardini, is going to take the stage around 8. So if you're down in Lawrenceville, you're just 3 or 4 blocks away.
I'm about to
your
three or
art
four
gallery
blocks.
Down there. So if you're checking out the Zombo Gallery or hanging out at the Teamster Temple, just come on down.
Yeah, I always hang out at the Teamster Temple.
Oh, sure.
It's like, you know what? Teamster Temple, that spells party in my book.
Well, you never know. There's lots of beautiful things happening along that main drag there on Butler Street, including my sign for the CD release party in just about every window.
Good. Do you want to play another tune off this?
Well, I'd love to, and if I could talk just a minute about it, because this one's got some beautiful fiddle playing by Scratchy Hutter. Mm-hmm. On the country fiddle, and it also features the instrumental ability of the whole group. This is the title track, Bury Me Up on That Northern Tier. That's the name of the album, that's the name of this song. And in the middle of this thing, there's an instrumental solo over the verse structure, and it's broken up into 4 parts, banjo, fiddle, dobro, mandolin, and that's Big Rock on the banjo, Scratchy Hutter on the fiddle, Candy Mountain on dobro, and Rock again, closing out the solo on the mandolin. It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard, and it's a perfect example of why I say I truly am the luckiest man walking the face of God's green earth to be making music with these Park Lane Drifters.
You just took my gig. I was the luckiest man walking on the earth. Dang it.
Well,
I
maybe we could split that.
That's all yours. Go ahead.
No, you're the man. You got it all going on.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Thank you. upon that northern tier. Lay me down beside my mother dear. She's sleeping in the ground on the southern edge of town for the better part of 49 long years. In winter snow, summer sun, and autumn rain, she sleeps on a hill outside of Kane. It gets mighty cold up there, but beside her I won't care. Just bury me upon that northern tier. I still see my dad sitting in that chair when he told us she'd gone with the angels fair. And I was sitting on the floor, just a little boy of four, wishing I could follow mother there. And my brother started crying soft and low. I didn't cry, and why I still don't know. But in oh so many ways, I've been crying since that day. So bury me upon that northern tier. Best of me. Very soon I'll hear the Savior calling me. And on that happy day, my spirit flies away. I'm asking you to take what's left of me to that hillside in the county of McKean, where Mother Betty waits so patiently. It gets mighty cold up there, but beside her I won't care. Just bury me upon that northern tier. Oh, bury me upon that northern tier. Lay me down beside my mother dear. It gets mighty cold up there. Beside her I won't care. Just bury me upon that northern tier.
There you have the title track from Slim Forsythe and the Park Lane Drifters, Bear Me Up on That Northern Tier. Dang, you played that live on the show. I remember that a while ago.
Yeah, that was back in November of 2008. It was the last time I was here with you.
That long ago?
Yes, it is. I know, because it was light up night. I remember it specifically.
Wow, today's light up day. We got the CD release party coming up next Thursday, the 18th.
We sure do it. And just in case there was any confusion, because I mentioned two shows, tomorrow night at Needs Hotel, at the corner of 55th and Butler, right across the
it's
street.
It's still there? It's
right.
Still,
I'll tell you what. It's, if you can't find Needs Hotel, if you don't see the neon fish flashing or the famous fish sandwich, it's right across the street from A1 Transport. A1 Transit, which is the bus driving company that I work for, winners of this year's School Bus Driver Rodeo, I might add. Anyway,
roping school kids? Is that you drive around the road?
We rope and we ride them.
There you go.
Well, not exactly, but that's right across the street. Needs Hotel's on the corner of 55th and Butler. And tomorrow night is when Johnny Vento and the Needs Hotel Band and Norm Nardini are playing there starting at 6:30. But the CD release party is this coming Thursday, June 18th, at the Thunderbird Cafe, 4023 Butler Street. And
you
how
know,
are we going to
do
it?
You know your addresses. You must be a bus driver or something. You know your addresses.
Well, I'll tell you, man, if I don't know where the Thunderbird Cafe is by now, I better just hang it up. It's going to be a special, though. Buy the CD, get in the show free.
Hey, now you're cooking.
Yeah.
I like that. Usually when I have a CD, it's like buy the CD and return it on the way out. So let's do one, do another too. Is there now? There you have a MySpace thing, right? People can check you out on MySpace.
Yeah, I'm right. /SlimForsythe, all one word, MySpace, and come and visit us in cyberspace. Lots of pretty pictures, and I can also be contacted via email, slimforsythe@hotmail.com.
You make it easy.
How about a phone number? 412-770-8150.
Operators are standing by.
They are.
All right, let's play. Let's play one more tune. What do you want?
Well,
to hear?
Here's a song that I do with the Park Lane Drifters just about every show, and it's a song about where I grew up. Even though I was born here in Pittsburgh, I grew up in the little northern tier town of Bradford, Pennsylvania. My dad, Frank Forsyth, was a jazz singer down here in Pittsburgh in the late 40s and early 50s, a big band crooner on radio and television and in nightclubs.
He probably was on my show at one time.
He might have been. You never know. You know, you just never know who is going to wander into the studios of WRCT, or my Uncle Bill used to call this Carnegie Tech. But I want to send this song out to all the Forsythes who may be listening right now through the wonders of modern cyberspace technology, especially my Uncle Bill out there in Michigan City, Indiana. It's a song about where I grew up, Bradford, Pennsylvania, the high-grade oil metropolis of the world, icebox of the nation, and birthplace of the Zippo windproof lighter. Here you go.
Dang!
Way up on that old northern tier, well, 50 years and a million miles from here, miles here, in Bradford, Pennsylvania. I ain't from around here. I grew up on that old northern tier. When the leaves turn in September, well, August, it's such a pretty sight, flaming red and gold against the sky. And then the snow comes off of Lake Erie, and it paints the whole land white. And it might be off the ground by mid-July, if you're lucky, Bucky, way up on that old northern tier, northern tier. Well, 50 years and a million miles from here, my dear, in Bradford, Pennsylvania. I ain't from around here. I grew up on that old northern tier. Up there in Bradford, they're still making Zippo lighters every day. And every one of them damn things break, they fix it free. Yes, sirree. My high school sweetheart still works there. Rita was her name. She never got around to fixing me. No, sirree. Way up on that old northern tier, northern tier. Well, 50 years and a million miles from here, my dear, in Bradford, Pennsylvania. I ain't from around here. I grew up on that old northern tier. Tell them all about it. Village of James City, on a cold and frosty morn, in a room above the general store, that's where my dad was born, in 1927, the year of Lindbergh's flight, and that's one more baby crying in the night. And now all my kinfolk up and left James City years ago, but the cafe's open if you got the time. 7 miles south of Kane, top of that horseshoe curve, just across the Elk County line, hot damn Sam, way up on that old northern tier, northern tier. Oh, well, 50 years and a million miles from here, my dear, in Bradford, Pennsylvania. I ain't from around here. I grew up on that old northern tier, up where the air is fresh and clean, in the county of McKean, way up on that old northern tier.
And there you have it, some Forsythe from his brand new, you can just smell the freshness. Bear me up on that northern tier.
It's still got that new CD smell.
Yeah, it's way up on that new northern tier. I'd like to thank you so much for coming out and bringing yourself and some music and hanging out for a bit. Always a pleasure.
And it's always a pleasure to be in the studio with you, Zombo. I got a tremendous amount of respect for all the different things that you do, the way you're a pillar of Pittsburgh's live music scene. You got the art gallery, you got the radio show, the DJ business, you got the go-go dancer, you got it all, man.
Yeah, you forgot my 24-hour crack house. I'm just opening that up, too. Hey, what the hey? You know, I'm just trying to diversify. So anyhow, you got the shows coming up with Thunderbird?
Yeah, one more time, tomorrow night at Needs Hotel. Not us, but dear friends Johnny Vento and the Needs Hotel Band and Norm Nardini starting around 6:30. 55th and Butler Street.
That's an early show.
Yeah, those guys start early. I don't know if they all got jobs the next day or what. But and then the CD release party this coming Thursday at the Thunderbird Cafe June 18th, Thunderbird Cafe, 4023 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. Just before I forget, say hi to my dear friend Laura out there in Morningside, and a very special hello and I love you to my cowboy sweetheart.
Aww.
Listening way up in them old North Hills.
Dang, well, I tell you, thanks for coming in and brightening my day.
It's a pleasure.
All right, I got something I'll play for you, and I'd like to thank Winston Forsythe coming out and making the F show even effing better. And we're going to do Father of a Boy Named Sue for you by Shel Silverstein. And don't forget, visit his MySpace, / Slim Forsythe, and go there and check it out. Let's dig in.
Now, years ago, I wrote a song called A Boy Named Sue, and that was okay and everything, except then I started to think about it, and I thought, it is unfair. I am looking at the whole thing from the poor kid's point of view. And as I get more older and more fatherly, I begin to look at things from old men's point of view. So I decided to give the old man equal time. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I left home when the kid was three, and it sure felt good to be fancy free, though I knew it wasn't quite the fatherly thing to do. But that kid kept screaming and throwing up and pissing in his pants till I had enough. So just for revenge, I went and named him Sue. Yeah. It was Gatlinburg in mid-July. I was getting drunk, but getting by. Getting old and going from bad to worse. Went through the door with an awful scream. Comes the ugliest queen I've ever seen. He says, "My name is Sue. How do you do?" And then he hits me with his purse. Now this ain't the way he tells the tale, but he scratched my face with his fingernails, and then he bit my thumb and kicked me with his high heel shoe. So I hit him in the nose and he started to cry, and he threw some perfume in my eye, and it sure ain't easy fighting old boy named Sue. So I hit him in the head with a cane back chair, and he screamed, "Hey, Dad, you mussed my hair!" And he hit me in the navel and knocked out a piece of my lint. He was spitting blood, I was spitting teeth, and we crashed through the wall and out into the street, kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the cream, the mint. Then out of his garter, he pulls a gun. "I'm about to get shot by my very own son." He's screaming about Sigmund Freud and looking grim. Whew. So I thought fast and I told him some stuff, how I named him Sue just to make him tough. And I guess he bought it, because now I'm living with him. Yeah, he cooks and sews and cleans up the place. He cuts my hair and shaves my face and irons my shirts better than a daughter could do. And on the nights that I can't score, well, I can't tell you any more, but it sure is a joy to have a boy named Sue. Yeah, a son is fun.
I didn't even... That is brilliant. Fine Artist Blues, Art Crumb.
My paintbrush as I am with my burn some aesthetic tips. Maybe I'm a fine artist, and maybe I deserve to be kissed. Jump that flows you the dough. Baby, I'm a fine artist, and maybe I deserve to be kissed. First I was cowboy and then a guru priest. Any little thing that'll keep my palm greased. Wear a white leather suit and a bubble toed shoe. $50,000 a year, a case of the blues. Baby, I'm a fine artist, and maybe I deserve to be kissed.
That is some fun. We're having fun. That's begins with F. Amazing. Slim Forsythe coming in here. That's sweet. And then supposedly Mr. Funky's coming in later. But hey, everybody wants a piece of me. All right. There we go. This is Fathomized by the Fathoms. And we heard the Fine Artist Blues by R. Clark Crumb and the Cheap Suit Serenaders. And then, what a great, great tune. Father of a Boy Named Sue. Wish I had a better recording of it, but that's what you get here. Eh? You know? What I lack in quality, I make up in whatever. Yeah, let's see. We heard, we didn't hear much, did we? I got Coco Taylor croaked. You can always tell. I turned the radio on, and I heard Wang Dang Doodle. And then it was like, okay, she's dead. So I want to play one of her most, I think, in my opinion, the best Coco Taylor song ever was Fire from the album she did with Willie Dixon. That's coming up next, man. That song gets in your brain. It's in there, man. So I want to play that. Then another song or two. Then I got to play some junk out of the bin. And then I want to curl up and take a nap. What do we got here? I'll tell you PSAs in a little bit. I will find some things to make you nice and depressed. Because you can't have a good time on this radio show. And I got this. Wait a minute. I think I'm gearing up the old economy village here pretty soon. So tell your friends, tell your enemas. Later. Dig the rest of this tune here first, all right? It's cool. We'll be right back. I dig it. You know, all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, Coco Taylor. Oh, yeah. You know what? I was digging this stuff when she was alive. And that's your assignment, is to appreciate musicians and music that they're still alive today and not wait till they die. You know? I don't know what this is. I don't know. They ain't doing it for me, I'll tell you that. I don't hear that Coco Taylor tune again. Yeah. Man, that does it for me. Yeah. Listen to that production quality, man. It's a nice stereo. This is Coco Taylor, yeah. But that's the thing, appreciate musicians, especially the old ones. You know, especially the old ones, because they ain't got long to go. You know, they're dropping like flies. All of a sudden, it just burns me up. You know, people are like, oh, yuck, it's so funny. I was playing out last night, and someone comes over to me and goes, you know, Coco Taylor died? And I'm like, yeah, Coco. Can you play some Coco? And I know this guy probably never played or heard or even knew Coco Taylor, or maybe seen her for free at the Blues Festival or something and remembered the name. Comes up to me and says, can you play some Coco Taylor? So I played I played Big Maybell. And he goes, oh, that's great. You're playing one of my favorite Coco Taylor songs. I'm like, you jerk. I'm nasty when it comes like that. Yeah. Listen to it. Woo. That gal's hot. Ah, she's a monster. Yep, and remember them old guys. Dig them now, because we'll be digging them and dropping them before you know it. Could follow that. I'll tell you what's going to follow that. This red hot song by Billy Muir called Firecrackers. This song is smoky. Yeah, check this sucker out. Yeah! This is punk rock. This is freaking punk rock right here. firecrackers, Billy Muir. This is more punk rock than NoFX and all that other crap. You don't know how bad I want to play that again, but I won't. I got so many F songs to play. This is Fat Bag. Yeah, James Brown. But this is cool. I have a really good bin cut. That is an F song. It's that great version of... Let me play something else here. This is a reggae record, that Sgt. Pepper reggae record. You know, we just keep playing this thing. But there's really nothing else. What's this? Someone left this behind? Wrong CD. In here. Whatever. Alright. Okay. Alright, you get the idea with this thing, right? Okay, might as well get rid of coming up on 1 o'clock. Man, I gotta do a tour. Oh, the Comedy Village! Founded in 1824. I was just doing my Tai Chi. Well, I was doing the old Comedy Village, like a nice and slow and sweet. It's founded in 1824. It's a national landmark site located in Ambridge, PA. Yeah. There we go. I was just practicing my audio fixation kung fu. Restored buildings are found as collections from the Harmony Society, a German communal group known for its industrial prosperity and textiles. Manufacturing and railroads and winemaking and staff. Visitors may meet traditional tradesmen and perform historic chores and view former gardens and paintings and tools. The site is open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, noon to 5. For more information, 724-266-485 Kabillion. Or go to economyvillage.org. Man, that's just like doing it, doing it. That is like doing it, doing it. They're doing my old Economy Village thing. There we go. All right. Let's see here. Ah, gee whiz. Now that I'm all souped up. Great. That's just great. A dog dedication. Animal Friends reminds you that animal abuse. I gotta do an animal abuse PSA. This is killing me. How about, yeah. Like, you know, like if somebody's like already, already nuts and they're doing this in the first place, you know. Yeah, they're going to listen to this PSA and go, you know what? I'm going to stop pulling my kitty's tail. I heard Zombo tell me that animal abuse is not a problem. It's a big problem. So I'm going to stop pulling his tail. Well, if I could stop one person from pulling their cat's tail, I did my job. So I remind you, it's not just a problem for animal shelters. Law enforcement experts agree that the abuse of animals is often accompanied by other violent and illegal activity. That's right. Sure, it all starts with kitty cat tail pulling. Next thing you know, they're murdering an old lady in an alleyway. I could see it coming. If you see or expect animal abuse in your neighborhood, call Animal Friends. The Humane Officers, 412-847-7066. And thank you for keeping our entire community safe. This burns me up. People yanking cattails. All right. Let's play Fever. This is a song here. This will pick you up after all that depressing stuff. This is La Lupe.
Good Ruby, baby. Good Ruby.
Yeah, she's spicy. She's spicy. Yeah, you're a bad girl.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. And when you put your arms around me, I get the fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. Ay! When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody got the fever. That is something you all know. Tener fiebre no es de ahora. Hace mucho tiempo que empezó. You give me fever. Ay! When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody, 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 everybody got the fever. That is something you all know. Tener fiebre no es de ahora. Hace mucho tiempo que empezó. Ay, hace mucho tiempo que empezó. Ay, hace mucho tiempo que empezó.
WRCT.
Uh-huh.
Come on and stay with us a while. Big 900 on your dial. We'll make your day a great big smile. WRCT.
We'll be right back. cats. Now don't be late. You get 2 for 1 at 6 to 8. Cats run the joints now all over town, selling everything that ain't nailed down. Got private stock that you shouldn't miss. Prince is on labels and you read like this. Fire water
makes in every quarter.
Swag bubble
make you sell all your trouble.
So don't be late, let's have some fun. At 6 to 8 you get 2 for 1. So let's get together, I got 2 bits. Take 1 nip and have 2 bits. You'll take whiskey and I'll get rum. 6 to 8 we're gonna have some fun. Not only the men but the ladies too. You order 1 around and it's serving you 2. 6 to 8 I'll never miss. Take those labels and read like this. Sneaky beat,
give 3 left feet.
Sweet Lucy,
let's feel real juicy.
So don't be late, let's have some fun. At 6 to 8 you get 2 for 1. Take down the label. Tell you who that I met last night. 2 for 1 that starts at midnight. Snuff, dip, and Lou, and raise a totes out. 1 for me and 1 for my pal. I ordered the rounds and we started to drink. He said to me, you better stop and think. Snuff, dip, and Lou just asked me for a kiss. Pass her a bottle and it reads like this. Jet tonic
makes you feel supersonic.
Moon gravy
makes you wheel real crazy.
So don't be late, let's have some fun. Call that 6 to 8.
Fire water.
Ha ha!
concert calendar real soon. Got Mr. Funky in here, and then we're going to have at it. We're playing Firewater, and this goes out to Toby, who passed away a few weeks ago, the world's oldest teenager.
Yep, he passed away right around that time, 13 years later. So you're listening to a show that actually aired 13 years ago. This is Zombo's Deep Archive, and this is the disclaimer telling you you've been listening to a show that is 13 years old on WRCT Pittsburgh. Zombo in your brain. The regular show is tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., but now we just have been enjoying a show that originally aired June the 12th of 2009. So it is the original broadcast. It just kind of truncated it down to fit in. And it really works great in an encore slot. Visit ZomboCo.com for all kinds of other things. And WBCQ The Planet airs some Zombo, and so does RadioCrown.com. But I love this here station, RCT. You can get Zombo in your brain tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. live, real live, in your brain. I remain in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. The